It's a scheme that the Chancellor, Rishi Sunak, says has protected a million jobs and a million businesses. But it's estimated that all the government interventions will end up totalling over $150 billion. That's more than 5% of UK GDP. It's expensive. So the government is trying to work out how to reopen the economy, but at a way which does not endanger lives. The Chancellor says they're going to take careful but deliberate steps. And as part of that, he says employers should start to bring their staff back on a part-time basis, what he's calling the flexible furlough. So businesses will pay the staff for the days that they're in and working, and the government will continue to pay staff for the days that they're not. However, there are concerns that not all businesses will be open even by September. And if they're then required to pay 10% and the next month 20%, how on earth will they pay if they're still shut and not making any money? And another concern, what happens if there's a second wave? Will the government reintroduce this scheme? Well, at the end of Friday's press conference, the Chancellor saying the current plan from the government is that this is final. This is the end of the scheme. It will end in October regardless. Stuart Smith, London.